Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you got your Bible this morning, let's turn to Luke, the 12th chapter, and let's believe God to go further this morning into the subject of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. How many have been reading your chapters this week? Let me see. Yeah, you see anything about the kingdom of God as you read through? I mean, it's just... You know, did you notice it as much before we started talking about this? I hadn't, you know, for some reason I just hadn't seen how much emphasis there is on the kingdom of God. You know it's there, but for some reason didn't see it like we should. Well, thank God in every area we're growing. Amen. And seeing things more like the Lord does. In the 12th chapter of Luke, Luke 12, he talked about not seeking after what everybody else in the world is seeking after. He said in Luke 12:29, seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. What if you're a believer, and let's say you were from the area ravaged by the hurricane, should you be worrying about what you're going to eat? Or drink? Or where? Or where you gonna live? No. No. Worrying about it doesn't help one thing anyway. Right? And worrying is not faith. Everybody say it out loud. God is my God.
God is my God.
He's my faithful provider.
He's my faithful provider.
He always takes care of me.
He always takes care of me.
I will never lack.
Me nor my
family
will
ever
want
for something to eat,
something to wear,
a place to live.
We will never be without
because God provides.
Amen.
Now that's all he needs out of us. He can do the rest. Right? But panic and fear is the enemy. You get afraid and you get shaken and, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, you're questioning God's word. You're saying, I know you said that, but I'm not sure. I hope it's true. But you just never can tell. No, we don't believe that. We believe if God says he'll supply your needs, he'll supply your needs. If he says don't worry about it, I'm going to take care of you, then don't worry about it because he's going to take care of us. He has, he is, and he always will. I don't know if we're as enthused about that as we should be. It's a relief. When you get in faith, we which have believed do enter into rest. It's a relief when you go, I never have to be afraid that I'm not going to have something to eat or something to wear, a place to live. If God is truly the creator of the heavens and the earth, if we are the apple of his eye, why can't he take care of us? Why wouldn't he take care of us? Does he have the resources?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I had a friend of mine some years ago. He got a little airplane. It's just like the one we got. Almost like it. And he flew down. He's ministering. And he flew down to Florida. And a tornado hit the airport and his airplane.
Uh-oh.
Just tore that thing up. Folded it up like a Coke can. And we called him and talked to him, and he was shouting. Said, what? He said, God's giving me something better. God's going to give me something better. He said, that's it. God's, and he did. Way better.
Hallelujah.
You see, that's faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's faith.
Amen.
Your house get blown away. What do you say?
Hallelujah.
God's going to give me something better.
Yeah.
You get happy, you get excited, right? I don't care how impossible it looks. Faith gets happy and shouts about it. God, not the loss, but God's given me something better. But now what if he'd have got down and depressed and sad? Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've lost it. We lost the money. And that's unbelief. And it's not okay. I said, it's not okay. Said, yeah, but you don't know what I've been through. It's not okay. For you or me, no matter what's going on, for us to doubt our God.
Amen.
He's always been there for us.
Yes,
he always will.
Yes.
Be there for us and take care of us. And so he said, don't seek, don't take any careful thought about these things. Verse 30, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knows that you have need of these things. He knows you need something to eat. Right? He knows. We talked a few weeks ago about how to enter into the kingdom, you must be converted and become like a little child. Do little children worry about where their next meal is coming from? Do they worry about what they're going to wear? If they'll have somewhere to sleep? Or no, they just, you know, they don't even think about it. They just always have had a place and they just assume they will have a place. And mama knows. I'm hungry, right? And daddy knows I need something to eat and wear. Well, how much more our great Father God? Daddy knows, right? He went on to say, after all these things do the nations of the world seek after, your Father knows that you have need of these things, but rather, instead of thinking about what you're going to eat and what you're going to wear and where you're going to live and all these things, making a living, instead of that, do what?
Seek ye
the kingdom of God. And when you do, what's going to happen? All this stuff that people are wearing themselves out, worrying about night and day, and still not getting sometimes, all that stuff will be added to us. How many believe this, that if you give yourself, you give your life to do the will of God and to advance God's kingdom, does he take personal responsibility to see that you, who have given yourself to do his work and get his kingdom business done, is he going to take personal responsibility to see that you always have something to eat, you always have something to wear, you always have a place to live, you always have what you need?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But, if you're ignoring his kingdom and all you do is try to make a living and try to get your stuff, then you've taken it out of his hands. And he's not your Lord. You are your own Lord. And then you try to become your own provider. And your own healer. Your own protector. Well, ain't nobody else looking out for me. I got to look out for myself. You ain't big enough to take care of yourself. Yeah, I am. I'm the head of this house. I'm the provider of this house. Oh, no, no, no. You ain't big enough. Don't limit your family to your little check.
Amen.
So I make good money, not that good. And nobody makes that good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Not as good as what God can do.
That's right?
That's
right. Amen.
No, do your part.
Yes.
But he is your provider. Yes. He's the one who takes care of you. The Lord is my shepherd. Right? I shall not want. Want, shall not want for strength, shall not want for peace and joy, shall not want for food and clothing and housing, shall not want for healing. He's my good shepherd. He takes good care of me. I shall not want. How can you tell when you get in faith? You quit worrying. You quit being depressed. You quit crying. You quit feeling sorry for yourself. And you get happy and you begin to have joy and you begin to have peace. I've said this before and it's just an illustration, but you know, as you travel down life's road in your faith mobile, there's a couple of gauges you better keep an eye on. How many know in that automobile you came in? There's some gauges, especially one that's got an E and an F on it. You better check that thing once in a while, right? Because it cannot just get on E and stay there and hover around E and hover around E. What's going to happen? Sputter, sputter. And you're going to be left on the side of the road. Can anybody testify that this can happen? Boy, Phyllis means that ain't going to happen to her. She's always asking me, how much gas you got? I got plenty of gas. We need to stop and get some more. She likes lots of gas. Well, on your faith mobile, there's a couple of gauges you want to keep your eye on. One is your joy gauge. Another is your peace gauge. Because when you run out of joy, you got no more joy, you run out of peace, you're upset, you're frustrated, you're depressed, your faith mobile is going to start to sputter and leave you on the roadside of despair. If you're in faith, these are two things you'll have. Now, I didn't just make this up. This is Romans 15. The God of hope, the God of expectation, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. If you're in believing, if you're in faith, what will you have?
Joy
and peace. Like we say around here, you'll get excited. That's joy. And you'll be relieved. Right? You'll have peace. Somebody say joy and peace. Well, if you're in faith about your physical health, what would you have?
Joy
and peace. In faith about your marriage, what would you have? You'd quit crying and fussing. Right? And you'd get into some joy and peace.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Kingdom Principle, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402I. That's R1402I, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.